With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The government shutdown is affecting national parks, including the Statue of Liberty.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response.
His advice, check online. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, no talks are scheduled to try to end the impasse. Berlin says Hamas members have been arrested over an alleged attack plot. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
German officials say three alleged members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas are in custody on suspicion of plotting attacks on Israeli or Jewish institutions in Germany. The suspects are set to appear in court on Thursday. A judge will then determine whether the trio can be held ahead of a trial. Germany's federal prosecutor alleges they have been involved in procuring firearms since earlier this summer. Various weapons, including an AK-47 rifle and ammunition, were found during a recent raid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller have converged on Memphis, Tennessee to meet with federal agents forming a crime-fighting task force there. Bondi says the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 43 points today. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army remains on the ground a year after Hurricane Helene.
Last September, Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm, causing widespread damage in several states. The Salvation Army was one of many groups that responded with food and relief supplies. Personnel with the Christian Church Ministry are still assisting affected residents. Over the past year, the Salvation Army has delivered nearly 500,000 meals, distributed thousands of hygiene kits, and made 44,000 emotional and spiritual care contacts. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the United Nations the United States won't support World Health Organization policies in a UN declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the UN's proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues. That's why the U.S. will reject it. SRN News. Gold prices soar to record highs.
The going price for New York spot gold has climbed to almost $3,900 per troy ounce. Gold futures have increased more than 45% since the start of 2025. Interest in buying metals such as gold typically spikes when investors become anxious, but gold can be volatile. The Commodity Futures Trade Commission has warned people to be wary, saying if you choose to invest in gold, you should educate yourself on safe trading practices and be cautious of potential scams and counterfeits on the market. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court is allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The court is declining to act on the Trump administration's effort to immediately remove her. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.